Trump's next and last stop in his Asia tour will be Manila. That visit is seen as a chance to hit a kind of reset button on the long-standing alliance with the Philippines. President Obama's relationship with President Duterte of the Philippines was considered contentious. Mr. Obama criticized him for imposing brutal punishments on illegal drug dealers and users. President Trump has taken a different approach. Michael Sullivan reports from Manila on the ups and downs of that relationship.
It's been just over a year since Duterte's foul-mouthed tirade against then-President Obama, followed just a few weeks later by this bombshell during Duterte's state visit to Beijing.
Your Honors, in this venue, I announce my separation from the United States, both the military but economics also.
Why does Duterte hate the U.S. so much? Part of it's personal history. Another reason, he doesn't trust the U.S., to have the Philippines back if push comes to shove with China in the South China Sea. But here's the thing, that separation from the U.S., it never really happened.
The actions of his government is totally different from his mouth.
Dindo Manit heads the Strat-based ADR Institute, a Manila think tank.
The defense establishment, the military, never really wavered in their desire for the continuing support, partnership, alliance with the United States.
The establishment pushed back hard, and Duterte backed off, though some joint military initiatives were scaled back. And that's a problem, says Gregory Poling of the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative in Washington.
The Pentagon and the armed forces here in the Philippines would like to be improving relations, not just maintaining the status quo, and they're unable to do that under Duterte. So treading water is effectively losing ground to the Chinese. But it's not as bad as people were afraid it was going to be when Duterte came to office.
And in fact, Duterte has recently tempered his anti-American rhetoric. Here he is just a few days ago in a speech to Philippine Marines.
We remain to be the best of friends with America.
Part of it, analysts say, is Duterte recognizing the critical role the U.S. played in helping end the months-long siege by ISIS-linked militants in Marawi on the southern island of Mindanao. The other part? Donald Trump isn't Barack Obama, hasn't lectured Duterte about his war on drugs, has praised it even.
For him, politics is always personal.
De La Salle University professor Renato De Castro.
President Trump respects him. They're on the same wavelength, unlike President Obama, who he accused of being rude and being an intellectual. President Trump is someone he could deal with.
Resetting the relationship could lead to Duterte rethinking his conciliatory approach towards China, even after the Philippines' victory last year at the International Tribunal in The Hague, rejecting China's territorial claims in the South China Sea.
His calculation regarding the ruling is, I could use it to extract more money from China if I would just set it aside.
But here's the thing. Many analysts say the Philippines hasn't seen a lot of that promised Chinese investment. What it has seen, says Jay Barambacal, a South China Sea scholar at the University of the Philippines, is China not taking its foot off the gas at all?
They have continued to pursue the development of their possessions in the South China Sea. So I think that really shows that the gains of the Philippines in dealing with China are really more short-term and very limited.
Something else for President Duterte to consider, if President Trump offers more incentives and more guarantees to help the Philippines defend its maritime rights and territorial integrity. That's assuming the two temperamental presidents can play nice when they meet.
Personality-wise, they are two of a kind, and that is both good and bad.
Gregory Poling.
They can, with a good photo op and a handshake, and just being nice to each other, reset the relationship in a sense. It also means there's a lot of dangers, because we've seen repeatedly with both President Duterte and President Trump, when they go off script, they can go way off script. And when they talk about policy, things can get nasty.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.